All right, Joey Savacci, Washougal. First of all, I have to ask the requisite question for everybody. Do you like Washougal?
I mean, me personally, I like Washougal, but this year was tough. From what I've heard, it was pretty dry up here the last couple weeks, yep. Low on rain. So I would say it got abnormally hard for what it's been the past couple of years.
See, they brought dirt in for the morning. They scraped fresh dirt in because it had been so dry. So really? You didn't notice it.
No, I mean, okay. Like I said, it's yep. This place is always pretty hard, but it was more hard than normal. So, I mean, I like it. The trees' shadows are a little tough at times, but I like the track. I mean, I think the layout's good, and you really got to be mindful of the throttle. Like, you just have to have a little bit more technique than I think other tracks. And, I mean, I like it, obviously. Would like to do better, but I've had good results here in the past, and I always gel with this place pretty well. So
I feel like your first moto was pretty good, because I didn't look at the lap charts or anything, but you were pretty far back. Did you charge up? I think your first moto was good.
No, first moto actually wasn't the greatest.
Am I thinking second moto then?
Second moto.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
First moto. I mean, both moto starts were subpar, which yeah. Still trying to figure that part out. But first moto, we kind of went the wrong direction with suspension, so I struggled a lot. I was fighting the bike, and then second moto, we made a change. I came from, I think I was like 15th or something the first lap, and then passed Kenny there towards the end and got ninth. So. I mean, the riding was better. You know, ninth doesn't sound like a lot, but then you look on paper and you look who beat me. It's a lot of good guys.
It's literally what I wrote this week about you. I'm like, he's 11th in the points, which isn't great when you look at 11th, but then you look ahead and you're like, okay, well, yeah. who's he going to beat out of this group? Like, it's a stacked group.
And unfortunately for me, like, I'm right on that. I'm teetering. I'm getting better, but I would say, unfortunately, and I hate to say it out loud, but I'm like the first guy off of that.
Yeah, leap.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I'm always just trying to grab on to that next group in front of me.
And I feel like you're better than Shock and Dino and that group behind you. Yeah. You know, you're able to get those guys. So
So there's a lot of times I do kind of end up in them by myself. But like I said, I'm trying to get better. And I do feel like I'm closing that gap a little bit weekend by weekend. And we've made some suspension changes over the last 2 weeks that have helped. So now that we got a little bit of time off, I can go home and kind of really get back to work and hopefully try to bridge that gap to that next group. Like I said, you know, like, that next group in front of me is, it's not a lot of time, it's just a little bit here and there, but that adds up, you know, over 30 minutes. So
a lot of guys have mentioned this has been a pretty grueling 4 weeks. It hasn't been balls hot, but it's been hot enough and rough tracks. Are you in that group where these 2 weeks are going to be off?
Yeah, I mean, this 2 weeks is needed. You know, for me, it's a lot. And I know I'm feeling it right now. So, yeah, like you said, though, it hasn't been extremely hot, but it's been just warm enough to kind of add a toll on you. So I'm excited to have some time off. And really, just now that I feel like my motorcycle is in a better spot, it'll give me a chance to go home and improve and try to be closer to that group that I want to be with.
Do we know what we're doing for 2022? Is it still too early?
I think I'm on Team Pulp, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can join the club. It's worked well for Phil and Troll Train and these other guys. So
no, I don't know yet. Still up in the air.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yes, thank you.